There is a question here from Cynthia. I don't know if Cynthia's with us today, but there she is. Hello there, Cynthia. Cynthia's asked about question inquiry in meditation practice, and basically from the quoting from the whether Namjoon Rinpoche started it or not, I don't know, and certainly I feel it's very important, is to not in your aspiration to also introduce questions and a direction of your inquiry and where you're going. So in addition to a general, very large aspiration of full liberation for self and others, the two aims, also introducing a few things that are that you want to discover or explore into your meditation. They can be done before, ideally before your meditation. And one of my favorites, which Cynthia's quoted there, or maybe others put that too, I don't know, is what am I missing? So whenever, well, actually I kind of do this all day long, but especially when I'm in retreat, I find it very useful to ask yourself quite often, not in a negative way, what am I not seeing? What am I missing? What haven't I looked at? What is it that's in front of me that is not clear, is still not apparent, right? And therefore you have projects that you work on, but you also have aspirations that are of more of a relative sort, that are you can have very high and lofty aspirations, but these are more pointed, these are very clear. Why is that getting in the way? And you don't have to figure it out, just put it into the depth. The answer is already there. It's been there for a long time, and it's just a matter of getting out of the way and letting it come up. It may not be that meditation session. It may be a week later. It may be a month later. Just don't worry about it. Just let it arise. It may come up in dreams. It might come up in symbols, in strange ways. It may have nothing to do with your meditation. It may be triggered by looking at a poppy, or it may be triggered by looking at a bird or spending time with a bird or a raccoon, and then all of a sudden it's there. So you have to prime the pump with question and aspiration. So what am I missing? What don't I see? Where's the resistance? Why the resistance? And you don't have to get complex about this. Just let it come to you. Let it come. Let it come. Don't make a story about it. Just let it come. And make it so it comes clearly to you. So how do you formulate? Very simple. Before you begin your session, or some point in the day when you're sitting, perhaps you're sitting quietly wherever you are, retreat or non-retreat or both, or in discernible, sit back and go and just let it come. Just say, so what is it that I'm not actually getting here? Whether it's about the teaching, whether it's about the sadhana you're practicing, whether it's about yadams, whether it's about dakinis, whether it's about dakas, these kinds of things. And then just let the depth. And if you do it 4, 5, or 6 times a day and you bring it up as a profound question, you will see eventually, when the time is right, some really good, honest hints will come out, or some great clarity around it. So the process of question is what we're doing all day long. It's a matter of getting skillful with it. And of course, the clearer the mind, the more lucid the awareness, and the less latent dispositions and obvious defilements and turbidity, I like that word, turbidity, is floating around, then the easier the wisdom mind has the ability to shape or give forth an answer. But then you'll say to me, I'll get another question next week, which is how, because I get asked this quite often, how do I trust the answer? Don't. But when you have the experience of being correct, relatively correct, many times, and you know the feeling in the mind, and you know the feeling in the body, then you begin to trust the quality, exactitude, the level of clarity of the response or even the question. That's important. So unless you develop a database of what it's like to have excellent answers that work, that really work, that they're meaningful, then you don't know. It's suspect. And of course, the greater that you clear the energies and the karmic patterns of the heart and all the different chakras is the degree to which one is clear when this material comes forth. So I hope that's a very clear, but also it's a very brief. We don't really need to say too much about that.